This is Adam Carrico, and you're listening to 60 Frames Per Second, Episode 12. This is a podcast about the latest in the video game world. In today's episode, we're talking about my third time with the 360, why I am buying one, Final Fantasy rumors, Xbox Live Marketplace, Matrix Online ads, Revolution controls against bad stuff, and more. Get ready, because you are running at 60 frames per second. Welcome back to episode 12 of 60 FPS. That intro music was from DDR Mario Mix, the Dance Dance Revolution full of Nintendo goodness. I have liked this music for a while, but with all the user music I have, I never really got a chance to play it. Of course, now I'm waiting for more user created, since those tend to be the best. This episode will probably be a little bit shorter than normal, since I wasn't as much looking for stuff to talk about this week as usual, with episode 11 having the upload mistakes. Regarding that, I'm sorry. First, the guy who was going to approve it didn't have internet connection, so he did right when he got on. I can't blame him a whole lot for that. I mean, if you don't have internet connection, then you can't do anything. Since it had been a couple of days since it had started, it forgot everything it had done beforehand after he approved it and restarted. It had been posted on Monday night, but of course nobody got it then. This week will hopefully be better, or I might get another place to host the files. I hope you all liked that episode as much as I did, though. Next week, there probably will be no episode, since I will be gone for Thanksgiving without a computer. After this podcast comes out, there's a good chance the 360 will be out. Next Generation Gaming is here, and the first reviews will be rolling in soon. I won't talk about reviews that are out now, since I don't really have it all, with Live not having as many people yet. A lot of websites reviewing Xbox 360 games, I don't really feel it's legit until you actually have everything for the 360 set up and it's launched and it's there. There are two reasons I'm going to be buying a 360 besides the games. Some of the games are looking alright, but really, that's not what's making me love this console. The things that are just boil down to those two things: live features and connectivity with the computer. I'll start out with Xbox Live. On the first Xbox, it was pretty cool, but only awesome because Halo 2 does such a good job of it, better than the Live dashboard itself. I mean, there are virtually no features except for voice chat, which you're just stuck in this room with nothing to do, which is why you just go play some games together and talk. It was kind of like better than the PS2 had in terms of, like, you had a friends list and you can tell when your friends are on, which really comes in handy if you have a real-life friend or somebody you like to play with over all your games. But, like, truthfully, that was the only big feature of Xbox Live, and you had to pay $5 a month for that. For the 360, it will be awesome. For one, it has real-time voice chat, where you talk while doing different things. For example, I'm listening to music on my Xbox, and a friend comes on. He is going to play some single player of a game. We can start a conversation while doing both of those. It will be cool when you get to, like, both watching a movie, press play at the exact same time and are talking about it while you're doing it, or the same with a single player game and you play like a co-op game. Next is the Marketplace. It's a shop online that sells everything for the games you own. A little more on the current items for it later, but it has demos for free on lots of games, icons for your gamer card, trailers, and themes. Soon, it will have user-created stuff, like icons, character models, maps, etc. One of the games that's really going to be pushing that is Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion, which, of course, is a great game to have mods in. Then, there's the arcade. For first, it was alright, but not a ton of games, and if you ever wanted to play it, you had to actually take a disc and then throw it in your Xbox. It also didn't have a very good distribution system. I mean, the only time I got it was whenever I got the 3-month package, and it just was in the thing, and I just popped it in. And I'm really glad I did, but if you wanted it separately, it comes with a lot of Xboxes now, and with the 12-month or 3-month packages. But if you really wanted it separately, you had to pay for shipping and handling on the Xbox website, which is like $7 for that game, and it's probably not even worth that much. Now it has a better distribution system and more games at launch than the current one has right now. It has older titles and new ones made for it or just ported. Indie game developers will use this a lot, like Wick Fable of Souls game that was available on a PC but cheaply ported to a console. Indie game developers don't have to spend a ton of money making their games available on a console. Like, for instance, Tom Fulp from Newgrounds.com and their game Alien Hominid. It was a great game online, still is, and especially whenever they port it to a console. But a lot of people can't really do that. They don't have the money or the contacts to get started in that. If you have this and then actually have a user-created distribution system, then you can put these indie games on there. With all this, the true skill system won't hurt a bit, along with reputation like eBay has, which you can't cheat, with friends not allowed to leave feedback, and you can't hide it. Then there's the offline stuff, like a DVD player built in fully, and music stuff. The next huge aspect is connectivity with a computer on the same network. With Windows Media Center PCs, you can stream movies from your computer to Xbox easily. I don't personally have a Media Center PC, but I can stream music to it, which will be a lot better to listen to on the speakers. I hope they put features to stream movies from XP machines soon. I would actually pay for a program to do that even, since a lot of times, like, if I download a video, say, This Week in Tech, I'll have to convert it to DVD format, burn it to a DVD, then watch it on my TV, which is a really big hassle. Also, there are gamer cards. It has all the stuff from your Xbox, but online. It has every game you have ever played and the achievements you've gained in them. Your gamer score, your reputation, what consoles you own, what zone you're in, and even more. The coolest will be what they are doing at that moment. Currently, I use this to an extent. With MSN Messenger, if you use the same email address for it as you use on the Xbox site, you can see all of your friends that are online and what they are playing. But on the 360, it shows what level they are on and what they are doing in the dashboard and more. If you want help, it will help if you want to see if you should get on or not. If your friend is playing a multiplayer match of Perfect Dark Zero and you want to join in, or if they're just sitting there listening to music. The games are also going to be nice, but overall, this console itself is making me buy it. The first, really, for a console, and not the game. Most consoles' features are really non-existent until now. The 360 comes out Tuesday, and you might get one if you pre-ordered. I said the marketplace will rock, and if it doesn't, I'm going to be disappointed. Microsoft recently put a list of stuff that we will love in it. I'll go through some of it here so you don't have to read it, since, of course, that would be horrible. For every game that is launching and is available through the marketplace, there is at least one trailer. Most games also have gamer pictures, which are running rather expensive for some. It has around 20 points, or 25 cents per picture on average, with some bundles going up for $6, in particular the NFL logos one. I am not paying that much for a bundle of pictures. I have the feeling most of mine will be from achievements I get, which if you get an achievement in-game, you can unlock the gamer's tile that is beside it. And not from actually buying, but I haven't seen any of them yet either. I might pay a quarter for a nice picture or something. Of course, you don't want the same, like, 15 or so that they actually have on the site. I mean, I have a dragon, which, I mean, I can't really don't have a lot of choice in between it all. Hopefully, there's going to have enough to where people, you can actually, like, tell differences in them. Some games have themes, with each one going for 150 points, which is $1.88. These themes will kind of be like the ones you can use on your computer. Like, I have a lot of them installed whenever I feel like it, like a Mac OS X one on my Windows machine, Longhorn, right now I'm actually using just Windows Classic because it makes it load a little bit faster. There are games with demos completely free that include FIFA 06, Cameo, NBA Live 06, Need for Speed Most Wanted, and King Kong. I will probably download the FIFA demo and the Cameo one if I don't get the game with it, and maybe try out the Need for Speed to see if it is better than the Undergrounds when its police chases back again. In terms of new items and stuff, like the Ninja Gaiden Hurricane Packs or Halo 2 maps, there are none, except one of which I have no idea what it is. For Cameo, it is the Winter Warrior Pack. It goes for 200 points, or 250, and looks like maybe a hidden name for something not so spectacular, or maybe a new character for the game. It does seem a little cheap for a character though, but I wouldn't want to go much higher on it, an arcade game for double that. The cool stuff is not game related, but bonus things like music videos in HD, an Aeon Flux trailer in HD, Pulse trailer, also in HD. There are also Penny Arcade gamer pictures and themes. I hope they don't cost a lot since Penny Arcade rocks. Maybe we can read the comic right from our 360. I know that would be awesome because I have a lot of home pages in my Firefox and I do read it, but sometimes whenever you just want it to load faster, you X out of a bunch of stuff. And since that really doesn't get updated, maybe you could have feeds through 360, and whenever you get on, the latest Penny Arcade comic comes up. The best part of all of this is one little note. It will have red versus blue videos. I hope they are one for free, and two, high res. I have seasons 1 through 3 on DVD, and most of season 4 on my computer, but I don't want to wait for DVDs to get it on my TV. I know that the experience from watching it on a TV and on a computer is a little bit different. Whenever you watch it on the TV, it's kind of more laid back and more comfortable. I really don't like watching movies on my computer as much because it's just not as leisurely. If it takes up a lot of memory, I will download it on my computer still though, since I don't want to waste all my Xbox 360 hard drive space for videos that I could just use on my own. There's also one thing I don't know about on the 360. Will the stuff be easily deletable to make more room for other stuff, or will it be there forever? I sure don't want to not have room for a new level of Perfect Dark Zero because I stocked up on trailers of the new level itself. This is a nice list, but I really want something other than game-related news, like more of the Red vs. Blue and Penny Arcade items. The list on Major Nelson's blog also has all the arcade games available. The prices on these can be steep. These will be 400, 800, or 1,200 points, which is $5, $10, and $15 respectively. Most old games like Smash TV and Gauntlet are only $400. The newer titles like Mutant Storm Reloaded will be $800. Only one game on the list is $1,200, and that is Bankshot Village 2. Sounds really pricey for a pool game, but some people can get addicted to that stuff. The games included include those already mentioned, and Bejeweled 2, Geometry Wars Retro Evolved, Hardwood Backgammon Hearts and Spades, Joust, Outpost Kaloki, Robotron 2084, Wick Fable of Souls, Zuma, and Hexic HD, included with all hard drives. Nice list, but where's Marble Blast Ultra? I hoped it would be out there for launch. Overall, it is kind of pricey, like $10 for a Mutant Storm, but I might be willing to pay that. Of course, you can get free trials of every game on it, like you could on the original Xbox. And believe me, that'll be a lifesaver, because some of those games are horrible. But then again, some of them are great, and the demos are the only way you're going to see that. So I went back to my Walmart for some hands-on with the 360 for a third time before it launches. I looked around with the interface first. It is extremely well thought out, and you can move to different things easily. I then stumbled upon the demo of Hexic HD, which many people never knew was on the disc. I played it for a few minutes, and it was alright. It looked nice and sharp on an HD TV, but gameplay-wise, it just more of the same. It is addicting, and will keep me hooked for hours on end, but it isn't really up to the huge standards that the main dude who worked on this made himself, Tetris. I then went to Cameo again. I will say before I start to Rare and everyone who thought I was harsh to Cameo that I am sorry. I went back for a little bit longer and loved the game. The fighting at the beginning was alright and it really turned me off the first time I played it, but the stuff after that was the bomb. First, I got this ball dude and went down these tunnels, which is very